The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
You see the story about the person who had a baby, and the baby doesn't have a gender yet.
Is it a medical condition? Is there something?
No.
Do we need to?
No, it isn't.
How dare you say that's a medical condition? As if it's abnormal in some way?
Wow.
No, I was feeling bad for the child if it was born without a gender.
Why is that hate mongering?
Why would you feel bad?
Why the mongering and hatred?
Why exactly would you feel bad for a baby that doesn't have a gender? Wow. Why? Wait, tell it. Explain
hate,
it.
Hate monger.
Explain it.
Monger of hate. Hateful hater.
I'm waiting.
I just don't want.
Have you heard of that explanation?
I just don't want this thing to struggle through life without a gender.
Oh, it's a thing now.
It's a thing.
You monger of hate. Why do you monger like this? Why? Why? Oh,
this is unbelievable.
Could be the first such case in the world. Canadian officials have issued a baby name on a health card without the gender marker.
Yeah, that is the first. We've had reports, I'm pretty sure, of some other parents or mothers or whoever that didn't want to assign the gender.
Yeah, but the person who had the child is Corey Doty, a non-binary transgender
person. And she talked him into doing it on the health card, right?
So, yes, I mean, she's non-binary. She identifies as neither male nor female. She gave birth to the baby in November. Or, I'm sorry. It gave birth to the baby in November and has been battling to keep the 8-month-old's gender off of all of British Columbia government records ever since. The health card issued to her has a U for, which in the sex category, that stands for unassigned or undetermined. So the person who gave birth to this baby said, "We're not actually asking to have anyone's ID changed against their will. We're just asking to change the structure of how identification, particularly the birth certificate, starts out." That's not too much to ask, is it?
It never is.
For 0.07% of the population to just fundamentally alter the way birth certificates are recorded? I don't think that's too much to ask. Go ahead and do it.
What makes you think it's as high as 0.07%?
That's not even the non-binary.
Right, because that's not. Yeah, that's all transgender.
It's all transgender.
0.7%.
This will start again because I know that we've talked about it and I've read stories where the parents have not wanted to assign a gender for their child until it's later, but they were upset that the hospital or the birthing building.
Right. If this is your if this is your life, this is this type of thing you want to do, right? Like when you're obsessed with activism over a particular issue, you want to make some statement. It's like if I try to get Eagles fan put on my kid's birth certificate. It's like, well, look, it's not that much to ask. A bunch of different letters. It's a bunch of different letters on a free. You're typing anyway. Just type different things. Don't type male. Type Eagles fan. So what? And it's like, well, there is a so what there. There's a reason why they try to figure out the gender of a kid, which, by the way, is very easy for them to do in every circumstance. I guarantee if you ask the doctor or the nurse who was there when the baby was...
You mean the hateful?
Well, yeah, if they monger in hate, they'll go ahead and assign the gender.
They'd be able to venture a guess, let me say.
I'm pretty sure they could venture a guess long before that kid even came outside
The birth person said this about that, Stu.
The birth person.
"We would prefer they take sex off these documents entirely. A baby's gender identity develops over time, not when a doctor examines its genitals right after birth."
Again, like,
All right?
It's as if we are just talking about two different words.
That sure is.
Like, we are saying gender are the parts, and you're saying gender is some...
feeling.
Some trait of a personality. That's, I'm not saying you can't have the traits of the personality. You may have female traits of your personality all day. You may have all sorts of different things, but that's not what gender means until you've changed the definition somehow, successfully, to half the country. It's incredible. Like, this word means this, and now what we're going to do is we're going to tell you that it means the other thing, and you're just going to go along with that. And half the country's like, yeah, no, absolutely. I'm with that.
It's a bizarre,
it's different now.
Bizarre world. I mean,
wow.
And then, but we're the ones who are called science deniers.
Mm-hmm. That's us.
Okay, you've either got a boy part or a girl part. Okay, that's science right there. But it's the other side who's denying that.